Now I think we go to pheasant hunting season with Chad and Tom.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. So it's page number 31 in your booklet in respect to the pheasant hunting season. And this is brought forward to you as your consideration as we continue the discussions about all of our pheasant conversations and the pheasant marketing. And as we were having multiple conversations for several months over, marketing, getting more people engaged in pheasant hunting, one of the things that we talked about was looking at the current season structure, other ways that we could find venues or avenues to get more people out there pheasant hunting. When we went back and looked at season structure, we came up with three items that we have briefly shared with you. And today you have an action sheet in front of you with some recommendations for your consideration and also some alternatives for you to talk about as a commission and see if you'd like to move forward on some of those alternatives. So in respect to the regular pheasant hunting season, there are three main items that we're bringing forward to you for discussion purposes and consideration. We'll just jump right into it under the recommended changes from last year. The first one is in respect to modifying the shooting hour start time for the pheasant season. As you know, right now, the pheasant season begins at noon on the opening day, and it stays open beginning at noon for the first 7 days, and then the second weekend of the season, it then switches to 10 a.m. for the remainder of the season. From a consistency standpoint and talking about why not just making it one start time for the entire season related to shooting hours, that's what you see as a recommended change from noon to the 10 a.m. Start time for the pheasant hunting season. The second item that's listed there as a recommended change, and this is one that we have a couple of alternatives in front of you for discussion, or you could take another route and take another approach if you so desire, is in respect to the end date of the pheasant hunting season. This would essentially is a concept of making the pheasant season longer. Right now, the current structure for the pheasant season, it ends on the first Sunday in January. And the two alternatives that we put on the action sheet here for your discussion, looking at the possibility of extending the pheasant season longer into the year, would be one concept is to end it on January 15th, which would be obviously mid-January, but just went with one concrete date, a date that's easy to remember regardless when that falls on the day of the week of a January 15th. The second option or alternative for your consideration that's listed there is to extend the season all the way through the month of January. Again, fairly straightforward, simple. One item that I would offer to you under consideration of that, you know, right now when you buy a valid small game license, for example, or a combination license, your license is valid through the end of January. And so that particular date would actually coincide with when that license remains valid starting February 1, then you have to be utilizing the next year's license. So those are two alternatives, approaches. And again, if you believe that extending the pheasant season and looking at some type of end date, you certainly have other options to consider and look at, but those are the two that we put on the action sheet for your discussion and consideration. Item number three is in respect to the daily bag limit. This is really an item that stemmed from Commissioner Whitmire's discussions and bringing forward and looking at some of the numbers in respect to the winter sex ratios and where we were seeing those higher number of roosters remaining at the end of the season. A lot of discussions around that, but in particular looking at, is this an opportunity for somebody to be out there and harvest another bird? So what we put in here as a recommendation for your consideration is to change that daily bag limit from 3 up to 4 starting on December 1 through the remainder of the pheasant season, regardless whenever that ends. I think most people in general would consider the month of December and whatever days are in January as that quote unquote late season hunting. You see birds really starting to bunch up depending what the weather's doing. So that's the concept that's brought forward is to increase that daily bag limit by 1 up to a total of 4 beginning December 1. Again, you certainly have the discretion and ability to make that date whatever you would please to do, as these are simple recommendations. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to turn this back over to you and the other commissioners to talk about, again, these are recommendations, but also in particular number two and as well as three, they are alternatives, and you could make some modifications to whatever you wanted to if this is something of a desire to move forward to at least obtain public input on this particular item. So I'll turn it over to you, and we will stand by to try to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Questions, comments?
I had a question for Tom, if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman.
Yep, Commissioner Olson.
Tom, can you remind me, and maybe if you said it, I missed it, what are the season dates for our surrounding or bordering states around us that have pheasant seasons?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, hold on 1 second. Just bringing that up in front of me. So can you hear me yet, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Very good. So just looking at surrounding states, it does vary a little bit. A couple of them, and sorry, I pulled up the wrong one. I know I have it here somewhere. We have a couple of states, like I believe it is Kansas, Nebraska, go to the end of January. I believe North Dakota is more towards the beginning of January, similar to what we are. I don't recall Minnesota off the top of my head, but bottom line, it does vary. Some do go a little bit longer. There are a couple that go all the way to the end of the season, or the end of January, and some go to mid-January. Some are closer to the beginning of January, but some are similar to where we are right now, and some are much later.
I have other questions, Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, some of the comments we heard is that this will disturb nesting and habitat for them in the cold of the winter and whatnot. Does the department share those concerns, or do you feel that the hunters that are hunting, you know, public land versus private are somewhat crossed on that?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Olson, that's a good question. Over the years, when the conversation about the late season hunting and extending the season has come up before, that is one of the primary topics that comes up for discussion. You know, certainly you get later into the season, temperatures get colder, there's more snow on the ground, those birds are going to congregate and use that thicker cover, right? Whether those are cattail sloughs or the woody cover plantings, those shelter belts, those things. You know, in general, those birds, if you watch them right now and how they function on a daily basis, even in extreme cold conditions and even sometimes under pretty tough conditions, they do move out of there and go feed and do other things during the day. They do certainly come back to that. But where we've heard it the most in particular is if the conditions are really bad, you know, i.e. during a blizzard or extreme conditions. And I guess the thing that I would offer to you, Commissioner Olson, is I would venture to guess in most situations, the amount of hunting activity out there during that time is also going to be dictated by the weather. If conditions are that tough and the wind's that tough and it's almost blizzarding, there's going to be very few people out there actually exploring and trying to hunt pheasants. Now, there are a couple of those folks, and I've been known to be one of those at a few times, and it probably wasn't very smart. But I would offer to you, I think in general, the weather itself is going to dictate the amount of activity out there, which ultimately is going to dictate how much disturbance may or may not occur to those birds. You know, but you've been out there in late December, early January, where it could be, you know, 0 degrees or 10 degrees below, but it's no wind, sunny day, and it can still be a nice day out there. Those types of things are not going to hurt those birds. They are kicked out of the habitat at that point in time, because they will come back and utilize that.
Just two more quick questions, Mr. Chairman. You know, the off the top of your head, or maybe even said it, I think that the pheasant, the rooster to hen ratio last year was like 62 roosters to 100 hens late season after we'd closed up our season. Now, if those birds aren't taken by a hunter, what's their mortality rate, or what's the chances of them making it to the next year regardless?
Mr. Chairman, you know, I don't have a specific mortality rate in front of me, because a lot of that would be dictated by what type of winter we experience. You know, if we would have what I would consider a normal South Dakota winter, whatever normal might be anymore, you would see a lot of birds coming through a winter no problem. If we have a winter like we did in back in 1996 or back in 2011, if I'm remembering correctly, where we do have a tough winter, where we've got extreme cold conditions and we have a high level of snow cover on the ground, that mortality rate is going to be much higher. Survival is going to be much less. That's just the reality of it. Under those tough conditions, whether it's because food is hard to come by or because those conditions are so harsh, they just eventually deplete all their body reserves and fat reserves, that they just succumb to those tough winter conditions going into spring. So a lot of it be dictated by weather. But when we have that high number of roosters available, if we have a normal year, there's a high level of those birds that will carry into the spring.
And then the final question is, I've heard from a couple different people that guide pheasant hunting. You know, not everyone's a preserve owner, and they will guide on private land or leased land. And, you know, most of them have already purchased their pheasants. If they release to supplement the wild birds on their property, have already had to contract with those providers for the pheasants, that and they've already given a number and a commitment. Now all of a sudden we're going to change this to go to four birds, which everybody's put a deposit down, or is going to come to those non-preserve hunting guides, and they're going to expect their four birds, I'm sure, for the same price that they had already agreed or deposited money for this season. Have we thought at all about delaying that four bird deal until next year to give the folks a shot?
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Olson, you're spot on in catching my oversight that I didn't mention as I went through the recommended changes, so thank you. We did have some of those discussions, and we have heard from a few folks out there. In particular, as we talked to some of the preserve operators on that private shooting preserve forum in respect to this type of change. And again, my apologies for not including that in my overview, but our recommendation in that consideration of going from three to four in a daily bag limit would be an implementation in the fall of 2021. And for one of that primary reasons is just what you bring up. A lot of those gentlemen that do acquire birds to whether supplement or it's part of their operation, their hunting operation, have made plans. They've already made and put together and scheduled hunts on some of the concerns and conflictions that may cause with their hunters as well. So again, my apology, but that's our recommendation on that would be to wait with the implementation of the fall of 2021 so that they're all ready when they talk with their clients and book those types of hunts with people in over the winter and into the spring for next year, it could plan accordingly.
Yeah, I said one more question, Mr. Chairman, but by doing that, it made me think when we were talking about the other season dates. What are there any other states around us that have four bird limits?
There are. I mean, the state of Kansas, their daily bag limit throughout the entire season is four. And then, you know, North Dakota, I believe, is three. Minnesota, I believe, is three. Iowa's three. Not sure on a couple of other ones right off the top of my head, but certainly Kansas in particular is one that has that four daily bag limit.
Thank you. No more questions, Mr. Chairman. Thanks.
Yeah. Other questions? Comments? We're going to need a motion. Tom, I suppose be more flexible if for this purpose we propose the end of January date, because it's a lot easier to come back to the mid-January as opposed to starting at mid-January and then based on comments going to the end, or maybe that's not true.
Mr. Chairman, I think in general that would be that's been a reasonable and logical approach in the past when it's come to receiving public comment on particular rules, and maybe Mr. Katilnik wants to chime in here as well, but I think when you put a proposal out there and you receive comments, it is easier and more logical to scale it back and be less versus imposing more that somebody never had the opportunity to really comment on. So I think that's reasonable. But John Katilnik, thoughts?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, John Cotillo, Senior Staff Attorney. for purposes of public notice, I can notice both dates. I mean, it doesn't matter as far as public notice purposes. So if you want to leave both dates out there, just again, letting the public know that those are the two considerations, I can certainly include that in the actual notice so that whichever direction the commission ends up going is legally sufficient.
Okay, thanks. So we'll need a motion to go forward here.
And make that motion, Mr. Chairman, with the change of the delayed implementation to the four roosters until fall of 2021, with the rest of the season going through January, end of January 2021 as well.
Okay.
Second. Purple second.
Any discussion? Any discussion? If not, we'll vote. Rachel, please call the roll.
B.
Aye.
Boyd.
Aye.
Locken.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sharp.
Aye.
Spring.
Aye.
Whitmire.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
All in favor.
All right, 13 on our agenda is other upland bird hunting seasons.
So, Mr. Chairman, I've got one more, the resident pheasant hunting season, just from the standpoint of what you just took as a proposal for the regular pheasant season.
Yeah.
Page 33, what we would bring forward here is a recommendation then to change the start shooting hours from noon to 10 a.m. to match what you just proposed for the regular pheasant season as well.
Okay.
From a consistency standpoint for that season.
Sure. As well. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? If not, we'll vote again, Rachel.
B.
Aye.
Boyd.
Aye.
Locken.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor.
Okay, so now I think we can go to upland bird hunting.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So this would be a recommendation to follow suit what you just took place for a proposal on the pheasant hunting season to go to the end of January. We listed both alternatives, but since you went with the second alternative, January 31, we would recommend that you would follow suit for both the grouse seasons, the partridge season, and quail season, so that all of those upland game bird season would end on the same date in respect to the season dates itself, and just trying to keep it consistent like we have it right now.
Okay, is there a motion to approve that?
Sharp.
There's a second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, we'll vote again, Rachel.
East?
Aye.
Boyd?
Me?
Aye. Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor.